Hello, Patricia.
Yes.
Hi, it's Laura. I just spoke with your dad. And he told me to call you because you had a lot of questions, but then he started asking me the questions.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, that's my dad for you. he was about to start working, too. He was about to climb a tree.
He told me that. Well, what questions do you have so I can make sure I can answer them as well?
Okay, so let's say he tries this out for, I don't know, X amount of time, 3-4 months, 5 months, I'm not sure, right? And then he decides he wants to pause.
Mm-hmm.
If he were to decide to come back on a few months later, perhaps, you know?
Yeah. Yes. He actually asked me this question himself. So everything that we go over also is going to be sent to you in writing, over the phone. There is a little part on, it's called a seasonal hold, I believe. That's what it says on it. But, what it basically means that if your dad gets really busy with work, and let's say he needs to pause his service, he can do that at any time. Now, we do ask that he calls us 3 days before his billing date, so we have enough time to put everything on pause. If he decides he wants to start again, we don't charge him another setup fee because everything's already taken care of. So he can pause, restart, cancel whenever he wants. There's nothing, I mean, it's really on him and how busy he is work-wise and what he wants to do.
Okay. And then as far as, what was the other question? If he does cancel, let's say, the services, and he's no longer wanting it, does he still have access to the webpage that y'all created for him?
So the website, he has a couple different options. So he has the option of us still maintaining his website, and it's $49.95 a month, I believe, for us to maintain his website, or he can buy out the domain, just the domain outright, and it's a one-time charge of $99. $99.99, I believe.
Okay. So at the end of the day, if he were to completely branch out, like break off the services, then he would have to pay either $50 a month for y'all to maintain it or $100 to pretty much...
For him to get the domain. Yeah, and the domain would be his outright. Now, for the Google business profile that we're going to set up for him, that he gets to keep. He'll have control over that. That's not something we take away from him. The 60-plus directories as well, that's something that he gets to keep as well. We don't take that away either.
Okay. And what would happen if he already had his domain and y'all were just using the domain he had?
And he just keeps his domain. There's nothing that happens on that end. I mean, it's just, you know, now for us to maintain the actual, like, the website, if we set up the website for him, for us to maintain it, that would be $49.95. The domain is $99. If he has his domain already, he just keeps his, we just put our stuff on his domain or his website on his domain. So if he decides he doesn't no longer wants to be with our service, then he just gets to keep the domain, just to keep maintaining the website that we have, that we would have on his domain. It would be the $49.99 a month.
Okay. What other questions did he ask you? Or was that it?
So he asked, he asked me about the if he wants to restart his program, and he asked me, oh, he also asked me about our phone number because there was two numbers. And I told him that the number I called from, that's the local number, so that's the number that automatically pulls up. That's what the system does. If he calls back that number, it still goes to our office. And then I also told him that I left him a voicemail with our actual office line in my extension, and I sent him a text message with it, which when you start our service, you're going to want to save our office line because that's the number that we're going to be calling from. So I sent him a text message with that, and I can also send you a text message with that if you'd like.
Yeah, definitely, please.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you said it takes about roughly about 30 days to see some type of results. So, I guess we're going to go ahead and try it out. Go ahead.
Yeah. Since the Facebook ads kick in sooner than that as well, you can potentially see, you know, the results of Facebook. So it kind of works side by side. But everything we communicate with you about everything and how the process is going, your dad told me that you're the one who's going to basically take care of everything, right? Because he's a little busy at work.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me make sure. I just sent you a text message as well. It has our office line and it has my direct extension.
Okay.
Let me see here. Okay. So I'm going to put the account under your name for right now, but I will put him as point. Wait, well, actually, let me ask you. Do you want to be point of contact or do you want your dad to be point of contact?
Well, usually it's him because he's the one that goes out to do the, you know, like the estimate and the jobs and that. So it would be his number. However, he's going to push out of me, you know, and if he can't get to suicide, then he can just me.
Okay. So I'll put you on the account and then I'll put him on it as well then. Let me here, put down here. Yeah, what is. Okay. And what is the email address that you want all emails to be sent to?
Oh, that's a good one. Actually, I was going to have to create him a new one because he has mixed. He has one, but it's always saying the Gmail is full, you know, so I need to
create
him. So that's not going to work.
Okay.
He just recently got full.
So let's get another email for right now then, and then we can just update it when you make his new one. That's a good email for right now.
You can do the
Is it at Gmail?
Yes.
I was trying to see if I saw it on. Let me make sure I have it correct here. JuarezTreeService.gj@gmail.com, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this next question has to do with point of contact. So, clients. Do you want clients to call him at the 3398 number, or do you want them to call you?
Him.
Okay. And then I'm going to have you as point of contact, but that's only for our company. Clients will call him. Okay, so let's update that. Now, for company name, I have Juarez Tree Services and Fence Repair. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google is going to mail out that verification pin, and it has to be to a physical address. It can't be a P.O. box. So what address do you want Google to send it to?
1706 Rushworth.
Rush what? I'm sorry?
Rushworth, right?
Okay. Okay. And then for 77014?
Correct.
Okay. Right. Now, for people authorized on the account, I'm going to have you. I'm going to have your dad. Is there anybody else that you want to add?
Not at the moment. Is there any way we could add anybody else afterwards or not?
Yeah, you can always make changes. That's not a problem. Oh. Okay. Now, for the account, I should put it, do you want me to put down for Spanish or either or is fine?
Either or is fine.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to just get a few services that he offers right now. When the account manager calls him, they'll go more into detail about what keywords are searched the most in the area. So just for, like, basic-wise, what services does your dad offer?
All tree services, you know, which is pruning, cutting, removal, stump grinding. His biggest ones are going to be either stump grinding or tree removal and fence repairs or replacement.
So also like fence installation, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I have tree service, pruning, stump grinding, tree removal, fence repair, fence installation. Is there anything else you would like me to add for right now?
You could put SOD, SOD installation.
S-O-D?
D, yeah, as in David.
Okay, SOD installation, got that down. All right. Now, as I did mention to you as well, the onboarding call is, they call within an hour window, and it's about a 45-minute to an hour call. What does your availability look like? I have some times available today, but I have a lot of tomorrow and Wednesday is free. When is a good time?
Honestly, I mean, I am pretty open today. However, I do have some things to do. So better tomorrow.
Okay. At what time tomorrow?
Anytime tomorrow.
Okay, we can do around this time, so between 10 and 11 tomorrow, okay?
No problem.
Okay, I'll email you out a Google invite as well when we're off the phone. So between 10 to 11 tomorrow. All right, now, is he licensed and insured?
I would have to check on that.
Okay. All right. Now, for Facebook page, I got that down. You already have one. So, for...
Their business bureau.
I'm sorry?
Please register with the Better Business Bureau.
Okay. I mean, honestly, I would assume he's insured just because he does tree work. Most of the time, people who do tree work are insured. The reason why I ask is because Google, depending on your state as well and what's required, they will possibly ask to see that. If you don't have that, they're going to want to see like business cards. They're going to want to see pictures of his truck or pictures of his tools to verify that he's an actual business. But based off of what I'm seeing online, it really does look like he has everything that he needs. I'm trying to see if it says anything on there. Oh, he does pressure washing as well?
Yeah. I mean, he's an overall.
Let me put that down. Okay, let me put pressure washing. Oh, yeah, so I'm looking at the Facebook. So it says pressure washing, fence repair, sod installation, mulch, Holloway. Okay, I'll put mulch and also Holloway. Okay, now for his website, so the website that we're going to give him is going to be a secure website. So he has the option of his client paying for his services on the website. It's included in the service. It's completely up to him if he wants it. Do you know if you want to add that feature? You guys can still, you can talk to him about it and get back to us tomorrow. Okay. So I'll put down that you'll get back to us about that. Now, this is another option as well. It's also included in the service. So I'll put it down in the notes that we'll go over it tomorrow. But if you want to talk to him about it beforehand, it's a call tracking feature, which means that we will provide your customers with a phone number to call. The phone number goes directly to whatever number he wants to be called on, but it does record all calls, and it also reduces spam calls. So it's also an option if you'd like to add it. We can also add it. It's included. Okay.
Okay.
Now, for specific target areas, you can pick cities, counties, or zip codes.
That's a good one.
I can also put it down that you would like to go over it with him. And tomorrow you can pick those. It's up to you.
Well, I guess he does Houston and surrounding areas. Like, he'll go out to, you know, Galveston, Brazoria. So,
what's the mile radius?
I mean, really, he's pretty open. I mean, he's not going to sit here and go out, like, you know, 75-plus miles or 100-plus miles, you know, but he'll go, I guess.
I'll do 50-mile radius.
75? Yeah.
So, yeah, if anything, tomorrow I'll have the account manager, if there's specific cities or counties, you know, you can just ask him so we can make sure we can target those areas exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put that down on there. Now, for hours of operation, what days and times is he looking to work?
This man works 7 days a week from before the sun comes up to the sun goes down. There is no stopping this man.
And that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
I can put 24/7.
I mean, technically, he is, you know, he's always on.
Okay. I'll put 24/7. If you want to change it at a future date because he wants to finally relax at least once a week, you can always do that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the card that he's going to use, is it under your name or his name or the company name?
It's his name and the company name.
Okay. So let me actually do this. The billing address on the card, is it the 1706 Rushworth Drive?
Correct.
Okay. Now, on the card, does it only say Herman Juarez, or is there like a middle initial or another last name?
Yeah, so the card says Juarez Tree Service, and then under it, it says Herman Giovanni Juarez.
Giovanni. Giovanni, is it with a G or with a J?
Yeah, G-E-O-V-A-N-I.
G-E-O-V-A-N-I.
Yeah, G-E-O-V-A-N-I, yeah.
And I, okay. Sorry, I put two N's. Okay, so Herman Giovanni Juarez, ¿verdad?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and what type of card is it going to be?
Visa.
Okay. And I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
4635 720-1662-3942.
Expiration on the card?
September 27.
September 27, and then the security code?
290.
Okay. Now, every time we call, we're going to ask the security question, and that's going to be so you know it's us calling, not some random company that's trying to scam you guys. So you have three options to pick from, either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You can also answer this tomorrow if you'd like. I can just put it in the notes.
Yeah. I mean, I know all three of them, but for me to make sure that we're on the same page, me and him, you know.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. I'll put it down on the notes that you'll have that tomorrow. Okay. And I'm going to go through the voice verification. So the voice verification is done on the recorded line. So it's done like that for your security as well as ours. And it's going to go over everything that we pretty much went over. And I'm also going to send it to you in writing while we're on the phone. Now, if you have any questions or if you want me to clear anything up for you, I can absolutely do that. Just let me know. So basically, we're going to start the voice verification here. So welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Lattice Tree Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Maria Juarez, and my title would be, to be honest.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involving your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we're going to be asking you the security question every time we call, so you know it's going to be us calling you. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then I also sent you a text message with our office line, so you'll just save that also on there, on your phone. But in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on 9/18/23 and the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 18th in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent any charges for your next month of service, please contact us 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Now, you're going to be receiving text messages and emails as well shortly. Let me see here. Yes, okay, so let me send you over. Okay, actually, give me a second. Sometimes it takes a little bit. should be receiving the text messages shortly. For whatever reason, the text messages aren't being sent out. Let me try to manually send it out to you. It doesn't take this long.
Hold on, Jay.
I'm going to manually send it out to you.
Okay.
Normally, text messages are sent out automatically to you. It sometimes takes a little bit, so I'm assuming the system is taking a bit. So I manually sent out the terms and conditions. I'm sending it to you right now as well. So if you can open up that link that I just sent to you, it goes over everything that we basically said that we're going to do for you, which is going to be that Google business profile. We're going to optimize it, the directory submissions for the business, Facebook ads that we'll take care of for you as well. It goes over the breakdown of the cost as well, payment-wise, exactly what's going to be charged. There is that seasonal hold that I was telling you that he can put down, he can put his account on pause whenever he wants. Now there's also the cancellation where he can cancel at any time. And the only thing I need you to do is just click on the I certify box and then just type in his name exactly the way that it looks with the capital letters and then just click, confirm signature.
Okay. You had mentioned when we first talked that it would also pop up on like Alexa and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. That is included as well. It'll be Amazon Alexa as well as Siri. I don't think it actually shows that on here. Maybe it does. Let me see. But it's included, so you don't have to worry about that one.
Okay.
I got hurt, Mom.
You got hurt? Where?
Right there.
Is that your son?
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's 3.
Aw. They're cute at that age.
Right.
Somewhat.
A lot of work, but yes.
Okay. I'm clicking confirm signature, but it's not going through.
Oh, if it's not going through, it means that either you didn't click on the I certify box, or when you typed in your dad's name, you didn't put capital letters. It doesn't look exactly the way it shows. It's very particular.
It says y'all put German instead of Herman, like H-E-R-M-A-N, is G-E-R-M-A-N.
Okay. Let me fix that.
Okay.
Let me fix that right now. I'm going to resend it over to you then. Just give me 1 second. I'm glad we got that fixed or else everything would have been.
Yeah.
So it's Hermann with a G, right? Like German?
Yeah.
Germany?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Let me... It's updated on my...
Let me...
What happened?
No, I was talking to my son.
Oh, okay. No worries. Yes, I remember that time. It gets easier. It definitely does.
I don't know about with this one. If anything, I think it's gotten worse here.
You gotta remain hopeful.
Crying.
Okay. It did. Okay, I'm going to resend it to you right now with the updated correct spelling. I just sent it to you, so let me know when you open it up, please.
Got it. Okay. Done. It takes me to a local / username and password page.
Yes, so that's going to be your dashboard. You don't have to worry about that until we get that all set up. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to be finishing processing everything for you. I'm going to send you out the email shortly with the Google invite for tomorrow's call between 10 to 11. And you have our office line, and it has my direct extension, so you can always give me a call there. But regardless, if you need to reschedule tomorrow's call, you can also text me or you can email me back and we can reschedule for you. Okay?
Okay. And y'all are based out of where? Eastside?
We're in Fountain Valley, California.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, baby. Okay.
Do you have any other questions? We are open until your time, 6 p.m.
Okay. All right, then. As of right now, no. If I think of anything, I'll make sure and jot it down. That way we have something, you know, I can get y'all to enter tomorrow.
Absolutely. So, like I said, you can call me, you can email me, you can text me. If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail, and I'll give you a call right back.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, perfect. Well, thanks so much, Patricia. You have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sounds good. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.